This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition. Plenty of time for you and your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype on into the show. Our username on Skype is lrn.fm. You do have to send a contact request first. That only takes a moment. It will be approved as soon as we can get around to it, and it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back into your phone calls and thoughts. Just bring you up to speed in case you're just tuning in. Main topic of tonight has been the Chipotle ban, alleged ban on people carrying rifles. Presumably, they're banning everybody from open carrying, although the wording I've seen is not actually a straight-up ban. It sort of dances around a straight-up ban, and I did find an excerpt from their statement. This is from the LA Times. Just give you this real quick here. So recently, participants from an open carry demonstration in Texas brought guns into one of our restaurants. This is an actual quote from Chipotle's press release, causing many of our customers anxiety and discomfort. Because of this, we are respectfully asking that customers not bring guns into our restaurant unless they are authorized law enforcement personnel. So they're respectfully asking. Now, that doesn't sound like a straight-up ban to me. But it does sound like they would prefer you not. And if you're concealing, then they wouldn't know if you are or not. So if you're doing concealed carry, I would say you could continue to likely conceal and you would not be violating any sort of prohibition. They're just asking. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll also talk more about why these guys in Texas are wrong. And I say that as a supporter of open carry. We'll go to the phones first, though. Let's talk to Wolf. He's in Montana listening to KNNS. Hey, Wolf.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
First off, I want to say that I open carry everywhere. McDonald's,
great,
local restaurants, grocery stores. But there are several stores, like certain banks. Now, you understand, in Montana, you can open carry in a bank. It's not illegal or unlawful.
I believe that's true in New Hampshire as well.
New Hampshire, too. As a matter of fact, you can go to the state house with a gun on your hip and go in and watch the legislators do their thing there.
Right. And see, the thing is that several banks will say no firearms. And that is where the respect has to come from both sides of the fence. The person who doesn't want you in their business with firearms needs to inform you. And you have the choice of disarming yourself or going and spending your money elsewhere.
India.
That is free, and that is free market capitalism that will drive freedom everywhere. If a place says, I don't want you to open carry, that tells me they don't want my business and I won't be there. I'll spend my money elsewhere.
Now, I don't think you should have to, as an open carrier, and are you open carrying a pistol?
Yes.
Okay.
Or during hunting season, if I don't want to leave my rifle in my truck, I carry my rifle.
Do you carry the rifle in your hands, or do you strap it to your back?
Over the shoulder. Let's be respectful. Anybody walking in the door with arms in hand is menacing. That is an immediate attention getter. I don't care where you are.
Absolutely.
And
I don't care if if these guys walked into the Chipotle with the rifle slung on their shoulder and then put them in their hands. The picture was taken with these guys with the guns. And one of them was brandishing a firearm. The other one was sort of resting his arms on top of his. So clearly they're out of line. You know, something else. Go ahead, Wolf.
Well, that is out of line. I mean, because unless they were taking them off to sit them beside them at the seat while they were purchasing stuff at the place. But no, I mean, it's stupid to brandish. You only draw a firearm when you intend to use it, period.
Right.
And that should be the rule.
Let me ask you this. What makes you carry long guns into establishments like that? What's your thought on that?
Well, my reason is my back door doesn't lock on my truck. And it would be irresponsible of me if I'm hunting to leave a rifle laying in the back seat of my truck so somebody could open it and take it and then use it in a, or potentially use it in a crime. I mean, if they're going to steal it, they're going to steal it. But if I'm out hunting and it's cold and I've gone into a restaurant to eat or to a gas station, I'm not going to leave it where somebody, particularly a youth, could come into my vehicle and take the weapon. That would be irresponsible of me. If I can avoid that. Yep.
And the difference between what you do, Wolf, and what these guys did was they made this private property, this Chipotle restaurant, they made that their activism location, whereas you were just going about your normal daily business. You were just going, you know, in to eat something while you're out hunting. You had your rifle with you, or mostly it's just open carrying a pistol. So you're just going about, you didn't do anything special. These guys made a point of going down to this business, going in there with rifles, having a photo op, so they can then brag about, hey, we care open carried into Chipotle. Ha ha, we've taken this territory. And
they didn't.
That's what they did.
Open carry a bad name.
Yep,
people
it sure
who
does.
Act irresponsibly. You know. But
thank
anyway,
you, Wolf. I appreciate your call. I appreciate the thoughts tonight. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Mike in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Mike.
Yes,
Mike
sir.
In Washington. Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, we're in open carry state. I like to see people that you don't see them often, but I think it's a good deterrent that, you know, bad guys run around here and there in the store and they say, and they look at that guy and they say, whoa, you know,
I think it is a good deterrent.
He's got heat stepped on and it makes them think, you know, the next time they think about breaking into a house or something, there are people out here with firearms. And they're ready to protect themselves. I got my permit and I carry, but not open.
Well, not only is it a good deterrent for criminals, but it's also a good thing for people to open carry to acclimate people to seeing guns. To acclimate them to seeing guns, and thanks, Mike, for the call. To acclimate them to seeing guns on regular people. Because people are used to seeing them on government agents and soldiers.
Right. It gives them a godhood status if it's fine.
The government guy.
Yeah. Why is it okay for a police officer to carry a gun openly, but it's not okay for anybody else to do it? Well, it's because they are something special. They've got a special hat, and then they can do what they want. This is the deifying of government officials.
So your calls and thoughts are welcome. Here, 855-450-FREE. Look, I'm not against open carrying. I fully support open carrying. I don't do it personally. I'm not a gun guy, but I fully support it. I've been behind my friends who've done it before, but they've all done it in public. They've all done it in public places as they're walking down the road.
By public, you mean publicly owned.
Or at a park or something like that. Yeah, I mean open to everybody, not privately owned. Like government public.
Well, I've seen people, for instance, open carrying pistols at local restaurants here. Now,
again, I'm not talking about going about your normal business. I think that's the way you should be open carrying, is just you're doing your thing as you go about your day. You're going to the bank, you're going to a restaurant, you're going to work, wherever it is you're going. You're going to pick up something at the mailbox store, etc. Yeah, just open carried as part of your natural thing. These are people who aren't going into businesses to make a point, which is what the guys in the Chipotle did. They went down there for a photo op so they could thumb their nose at, you know, the gun control lobby or something like that. Aha, look at what we've done. And that's what I don't support. I don't support using someone's private property as your platform, as your stage to do something. Let me give you an example that's different but related. I like video cameras. To me, the camera's the new gun. It's a great way to keep government bureaucrats in check and to make sure that they're held accountable, and it keeps an objective record. If I'm going to go in, let's say I'm out on the streets with my activist friends here in Keene, New Hampshire, and we're doing some activism and we want to go and get something to eat afterwards. If I still got my video camera with me at that time and I want to record something in a business, let's say I want to do a post-activism interview with somebody, I will go into the business and I will talk to one of the employees there, manager or whatever, and I'll say, hey, is it okay if I record video in here? because that's how you respect somebody's private property rights. I don't just walk through the door rolling a video on somebody's private property and somebody's private business.
I think that Google Glass is going to change all that. People are going to be rolling video constantly.
Well, I find that, you know, if you're doing it openly, at least, I find that that's a disrespectful thing to the private property owner. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. And you just send a contact request. We'll get you on the air via Skype. And don't forget, freetalklive.com.
Dodd-Frank, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they're killing the mortgage industry. But the mortgage minute guy, Roger Schlesinger, has found some ways to around these rules and organizations. Private loan sellers are competing directly against the U.S. government, and things look pretty good. Stated income loans are back. These are truly less trouble than the traditional mortgages anyway. So state your income, truthfully, obviously, and you get a loan. Rates are great, and it's never been easier to get a loan. If you need a refinance or get cash out, call the Mortgage Minute Guy. That's at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 1-866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 1-866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
So a guy messaged me on Facebook earlier about this issue of open carry and the just ridiculous way that it was done in Texas at the Chipotle. He says, I don't agree with you getting so emotional on these issues and insulting the people for bearing arms. Well, first of all, I admit I did, I think, call them tool bags on the show last night, and that is an insult, and I suppose I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I think
but they are essentially tools of the gun control lobby at this point, unwittingly. I don't think they intended to be tools of the gun control lobby.
You're blaming the victim.
But I think that that's ultimately what this is, because their actions were counter to what they want, which they want to, you know, normalize people having guns. They want
you
people,
assume.
I mean, well, either that or they're agents provocateur who are really on the side
right.
of the gun control.
I think
lobby.
This is bad activism.
Yeah.
And people who do something boorish enough are liable to get called names for it. And, that's just, you know, if you do something that people consider to be dumb, they're liable to call you dumb, even if you aren't dumb. The thing you did was dumb.
But I didn't go after these guys, the guys at the Chipotle restaurant with the rifles. I didn't go after them for bearing arms. I fully support their right to bear arms. In public and on private property where they're welcomed. And if you don't know if you're welcomed in a place, open carrying a rifle. Again, if you're just walking around with your pistol on your hip, it's your regular everyday thing. I don't think you should have to ask anyone's permission to go into a business. But if you want to go and have yourself a photo op with your rifles in your hands in somebody's private business, then the right thing to do is to go and talk to somebody first. Let's go to Jose, listening in Tallahassee to WVFT. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, no, I mean, look, I'm not a radio host. I work in radio, but I'm not a radio host, so I'll do it. They're boneheads, all right? Or at the very least, they did a boneheaded thing. Now,
yeah.
All of us have done boneheaded things. So
sure.
Everybody, you know, relax, put your pants on, take off the skirt, and relax. But what I was going to say is it's funny, two things. First, it's funny that they scream about their Second Amendment right, but they have no respect for private property right.
Yeah, exactly.
A. And B,
yeah, get your priorities straight.
You know, they have rights, too.
The business owner, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and, you know, part of maturity is realizing that just because you can do something, it doesn't mean you should do something. And, you know, when you do these kind of things, you do actually, you're helping out Bloomberg. You're helping out the people who want to take the guns away.
Yeah, I think that that's really all that's happened here is that, you know, a lot of people got scared. And frankly, this is so out of place that it might bug me, too, if I were going into a restaurant.
I carry concealed. And if I saw somebody holding a gun, you know, come on.
Right, He's so quick. The way he's holding this is like a soldier holds a gun when they're going in, you know, preparing for battle and doing, not preparing for battle, but going in and doing home raids and stuff like that in a foreign country. He is simply a swing and a finger motion away from active shooter.
From active shooter, exactly. So, I mean, I think even responsibly, if you were, you know, somewhere and you carry concealed and you somebody walk in with a gun or a rifle in their hand, not slung over the shoulder, not in a holster,
you know, I think God may give you, as a responsible person, a pause.
You may be wondering if the place is about to get robbed, as a matter of fact.
Right. Yeah. I mean, at what point do you...
At what point do I reach for mine?
Right. That is really the question here is I don't know, you know, if somebody's coming in with a rifle in their hands, are you...
Thanks, Jose. I appreciate your call and the thoughts tonight. I really do appreciate your call at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. So lots of comments on Facebook. I would love to get a chance to share some of them on this photo.
But there's a lot of them.
We've got to continue with your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Plus, I've got an email from somebody who is upset at our perspective on this one. And again, look, please, open carry all you want. Just make sure you can do it. Just make sure you're in a place where they're friendly to it first. It's not your responsibility to stake out territory in people's private businesses. That's really poor activism.
I mean, ask yourself, I live in the country. We have kind of a long driveway. What would it, you know, I mean, people have come up our driveway before to talk to us. What would it be like? What kind of reception would you expect if you came up my driveway carrying a rifle
in
your hands?
Yeah.
It's
going to put you on edge.
You shouldn't do that in the town I live in because you probably won't make it up too many driveways.
So let's continue. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. Let's go first to Carl in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Gentlemen, I want to compare New Hampshire with New Jersey with Oligualians.
Oh, okay.
Where I live, I don't know what the unemployment is. The real unemployment, is it 15%? Is it more?
It's really hard to say. The unemployment numbers are a bunch of hooey, so it's very difficult to say.
Right. Well, see, in New Jersey, these are 2010 census numbers. 6.2% of the population, they say, is illegal aliens. And 8.6% of the workforce is illegal aliens in New Jersey. Now, I looked up New Hampshire, and it looks like they're 1.2% of your population and 1.6% of your workforce. And I've heard here for open borders, but see, our problem in New Jersey, we're a sanctuary state, and we don't have E-Verify, and they get all this free stuff, and I know you're against the free stuff. I've heard you talk about it, and I'm against it too, but they're getting it. And they're killing us in New Jersey with taxes.
I got you. Look, the problem is that if we put out a bowl of cat food every day, and then we cry and complain that a bunch of cats come around the house to eat the cat food, who's to blame? Us or the cats?
Well, in what you're talking about, our government, because they're allowing them to get the free stuff. And I agree with you, we shouldn't, but they are.
Right. So the answer is to focus on the state and change the system to get rid of the welfare programs and let people be taken care of voluntarily by consensual-based enterprises, you know, charities and other interest groups. And please, send some immigrants up our way. We need some more hard workers. Thank you for the call, Carl. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can bring up anything that you want here. We've been talking about everything from open carry to immigration to tariffs. Been all over the place here tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You just take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, and join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site. If you care about online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. What is it? It's a global virtual private network that allows all of your online data to be encrypted. Whatever's going to your internet service provider, it's encrypted. They don't know. Once you start using ProXPN, your ISP has no clue what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and keeping those logs for something up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL. You go there, grab the software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. Setup's different for Linux. Just contact their support department. It's pretty easy. ProXPN.com/FTL. You get the software, you get it installed, and you are encrypted. Now, they actually have a free account. You can just go and try it out, see how it is. The free account is bandwidth limited, however, so if you want unlimited bandwidth, you want the ability to select which server around the world that you connect to, then you need to get the premium account with ProXPN. And we've got a deal for you. 20% off for the lifetime of your account with ProXPN with our discount code FTL20. So you go to proxpn.com/FTL, get started. When you're ready for the premium account, you upgrade with with the code FTL20. And there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, so really you've got nothing to lose here, except your privacy. You get to also privately torrent with that premium account, which is an awesome feature that it's hard to find at that price point. So proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL20 for ProXPN. We continue with your calls and thoughts here. Welcome about whatever's on your mind. Michael is in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Hello, Michael.
Thank you. Well, you just, on that, what you just made the commercial about, you just told me. So.
Okay.
ProXPN? Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Now, here we go. Earlier today on radio, I heard Eric Holder on there, and they had the clip, and he says, he was talking about that Swiss bank, you know, over in Switzerland over there where the helping Americans hide money. And he says, there is no bank too big to jail. In his usual arrogant way of doing things. And I said, well, isn't that interesting? He didn't talk like that during the Wall Street thing where he ripped off tens of billions of Americans out here. I didn't hear him say that, you know.
Well, sure, American banks must be protected, but those foreign banks, they're bad.
Well, and in that case, in most cases, in with the Wall Street situation, it was the American people that paid, whereas the government, not so much. In this case, with the Swiss banks, the government feels like they're not getting their money from people who are hiding their money over in Switzerland or whatever. And I would imagine most of the rich people in the know, they're not putting their stuff in Switzerland anymore. That's you know, it's Cayman Islands and, you know, other places. Places I haven't even heard
of.
How
about Bitcoin? I mean, if you want to take your money off of the books, so to speak, you want to make it impossible to trace it, eventually, you know, if you do the right thing with Bitcoin, there are certain ways to send money in virtually anonymous fashions with Bitcoin. That'd be a great way to protect yourself, whereas, you know, relying on these banking institutions, you're just asking for trouble eventually. Thanks, Michael, for your call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Russ is in Freeport, Florida. Russ, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening to you.
Welcome. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Now you got me going. The increase in the minimum wage, I listen to talk radio a lot, and the way I see it, the main reason that they want to increase the minimum wage is to have a 25% to 28% increase in tax revenue.
Do you think that's a motivating factor? Because, I mean, ultimately, you increase the minimum wage, yeah, tax revenue is going to go up, but the money's not going to buy as much. So, you know,
well,
prices are likely to go up as well.
That's what I'm concerned about. I'm on Social Security, and I'm losing out.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to increase the amount of Social Security you get.
Going to windward.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from, because when they increase the minimum wage, your Social Security, if they were to jack the minimum wage from $7.25 to $10.10 or whatever it is some are proposing, I mean, that's an almost 50% increase in the minimum wage. They are not going to increase the Social Security payment by 50% to compensate for that.
Right, and that's one of the things that that need to be considered with minimum wage. Oftentimes, minimum wage workers are the ones doing business at minimum wage paying business. So they bear the brunt of the price increases because that's really, you know, it has to go one way or the other. When you raise the minimum wage, businesses have to cut costs in some manner or another or raise prices. Really, those are the choices. They can lay people off, they can shrink on ingredients or whatever, or they can raise prices. And ultimately, that's what has to happen.
Russ, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Ian in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Ian.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Hey, Ian. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, I just had a comment for the open carry event that you guys were talking about in Texas.
Okay.
I've read on a couple news websites online that those guys actually did call Chipotle and get permission from Chipotle to do that event there.
Oh, that's new information for me.
Interesting claim. Now, is it that they called the manager of that store? Is that the idea? Or is it they just called the cashier?
Yes, it was. They spoke to a manager at just that local Chipotle. It wasn't, you know, they didn't talk to anybody corporate-wise. But yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys that you know, if you're going to open carry, you need to do it in a reasonable manner, you know, not shove it in people's faces and stuff. And I think these guys were well within that that standard because they, you know, they called ahead to make sure that the company was going to be okay with the open
hearing. I'd like to see the evidence for that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just real quick, obviously we're going to have to take your word for it, and I don't see anything real obvious online. I just searched, you know, Chipotle open carry protesters have permission. If somebody can actually get some sort of verifiable evidence for that claim, then that would be an interesting detail.
Also, I want to know specifically what they asked, because if you ask can I open carry in my restaurant, if I had a restaurant, I know what the term open carry means. To me, that would mean having a sidearm that wasn't covered by your jacket.
Which, of course, would be illegal in Texas.
Would be illegal in Texas.
The manager may not know that.
Indeed. He's not a lawyer. In New Hampshire, however, it would be legal. And so, to me, I would expect somebody to come in with a gun on their hip, not a gun in their hands.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Thanks, Ian. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope, that's it. Thanks.
Appreciate the call, man. 855-453. Jimmy is in Tucson. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Jimmy, I have to say, you win the award for best recent caller to the show. You're consistent. You've got good content with every call. And I hope I'm not blowing you up too much here before we actually get to what you were calling about. But thanks for the creative calls. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I hate to let you down, and I know y'all probably gonna have a show dedicated to the troops, and I just want to say that you guys are,
no,
y'all are welcome. Okay, I'm just letting you know that.
Just a preemptive, you're welcome, huh? So you were in the military, Jimmy?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I work at a chow hall. I made so many hamburgers for the troops. So I support the troops, basically, through food. So, I do what I can, all right? And I know y'all like to recognize that, and I appreciate it. And like I said, y'all are welcome.
I appreciate the hard work you've done since you got out.
Hey, thanks, Jimmy, for the call tonight, man. Go ahead. You're still there. Go ahead, Jimmy.
I just want to let y'all know that Jesus said that it was okay that we invaded Iraq.
All right. I'm glad you checked with him on that. Thanks, Jimmy. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I don't think he's real, but he's entertaining.
It's a good accent.
More coming up here on Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, whether it's immigration, which we could expound upon. We kind of had one call touch on it. There's always more to say on that topic. Or it's perhaps the welfare system. Minimum wage has been talked about tonight here, as well as open carry. So you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. I've totally got Derek J on the brain today. He is on the way back to New Hampshire. He's one of my favorite activists of all time. Now, of course, we're here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It is a movement of liberty-minded people, maybe you're one of them, who actually understands what freedom means, who are coming to the same geographic area to get active so we can hopefully achieve more liberty in our lifetime. That's the idea behind the Free State Project.
Seems like it's working, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence for that. And Derek J. Freeman is somebody who moved here a couple of years ago, actually about 3 years, I think, at this point, was when he moved here initially. He spent a year here in Keene, New Hampshire, and managed to get himself arrested five times in that year-long time frame for a bunch of nonsense, victimless crimes. So he was facing, I think he faced down hundreds of days. His sentence was actually 540 days in jail. Most of it was suspended. But he did end up spending a couple of months in jail for things like going to court with a video camera, smoking cannabis in a public park, having a dance party, riding his bicycle. It just was an absolutely ridiculous string of victimless crimes. We turned it into an hour and a half long feature length documentary, and you can go and watch it for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. At the very end of the movie, Derek J. leaves New Hampshire. He had self-imposed a 2-year exile because he was on a 2-year suspended sentence. And a suspended sentence means that if you get arrested for something else, typically, you know, misdemeanor or felony, within that 2-year window, they could then bring back the remainder of your, in this case, his 540-day sentence. He would have had about, you know, 500 days left of that sentence that could have been imposed. So he decided he'd rather cool down, do some other activism projects elsewhere, and he launched his Peace News Now, which you can go to peacenewsnow.com and check that out. So he's been busy. Even though he hasn't been in New Hampshire, he's been busy. I know he's excited to come back, and a lot of other people are excited that he's coming back because he was an inspiration for a number of people who've moved here since his move.
A lot of people saw what he was doing and were inspired by him and decided they wanted to come to New Hampshire to be a part of the Free State Project. And that doesn't mean that everybody was inspired by him as a civilly disobedient person. Many of the people inspired by him just wanted to come and be around a community of people who include Derek J. Freeman. Many of these folks are politically active. And so, really, I'm excited. He's coming back in. He'll probably be here within the hour. And we'll look forward to having him back on. But anyway, you can check out his movie at victimlesscrimesfree.com. It is free. So we go to Sweden, where Krister is on the line. Krister, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hello. If anybody... it's about parents and, divorce.
Parents or tyrants? I couldn't make that out.
No, parents. I'm sorry. You know, a friend of mine, he's got a child, a boy, and the boy is 9 years old. Now, his... the mother and he, they separated, and the mother, actually, I don't know how this all began, but he was a perfectly healthy little kid when I saw him at the age of two, and then she took full custody, of the child, mm-hmm. and he started, the father, my friend, he wanted to have more time with him. So I'm not sure exactly. I'm going to make a really long story, as short as possible here.
Thank you.
But you have to bear with me.
Every one of these stories is really long.
Yeah, so I'm going to cut it down to the most essential parts here. What happened now? The boy was picked up on a weekend. He was supposed to have him for 48 hours, and when he picked him up, the boy didn't look that good. And the story is, the mother had been starting giving him all kinds of medicines, medications for. HDHL and et cetera and so on. But you know, when I met him, the boy at 2 years of age, he was not showing any signs of any problems at all. But you know, I believe this is because of the welfare system. Because when you are a single, when you are as a parent or the single caretaker of the child, you will receive a lot of welfare. I can't tell you exactly. I think it's $2,500 per month, dollars, if you... Ooh. Or something like $2,500, I'm not sure exactly.
That's a lot.
And yeah. So she did everything she could not to let to split 50-50. Because at the very moment they split 50-50, she's going to lose all that income, you know, passive income.
Splitting 50-50? The check she gets?
No, she's not splitting. No, she keeps every penny.
She doesn't want custody.
Splitting custody 50-50?
50-50. So she's trying to keep it, by all means, up to more than 50% for her part, her mm-hmm. share. And including, you know, it's terrible to say, because it's an accusation, actually, that she's trying to medicate this boy of her own flesh and blood, to be so that she will have a reason. The social authorities will say that, oh, you have to you need absolutely to have more than 50% custody, because the boy is really in... need of his medication, and he needs to have everything that goes
motive is difficult to prove, but I mean, you know,
we can't say for sure, but money is for sure a factor when it comes to some people.
Absolutely, you know? I mean, it's a shame that somebody would use a child as a tool for their income purposes. That to them is one of the reasons they have the child.
Custody is really interesting. I mean, sort of the law tries to be as fair as it can, while sort of acknowledging what has always been the truth, which is the child belongs to the woman, it's that's evolutionarily sort of what the case has been, and but at the same time, you've got to get the guy to pay, so you have to sort of pretend like you believe that he has some level of custody, and then not really acknowledge that custody. It's a really confusing mess. And,
it is.
You know, being a male that has a child, I know that it's not. It would not be fun at all if my wife decided, yeah, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going elsewhere.
Well, so what happened when he picked up the child recently? He saw the kid wasn't looking too well, and he asked him, you know, how are you feeling, and so on. And it came out that he was actually having suicidal thoughts.
How old is the child? I'm sorry, I missed that point.
Nine years now. He's 9 years, yeah.
Okay.
And, a nine-year-old having suicidal thoughts.
Wow.
That's frightening.
Yeah. Yeah, that is frightening. So he panicked. So what he knew he couldn't do, because he, as a father who did not have any custody, could not go to the Swedish doctor and say, could you please check on my kid because he's having, you know, you can ask him for yourself, you know. But so, because he doesn't have the right to do so.
Mm.
Only the mother can take him to the doctor.
Mm.
And so what he did was he actually took a ferry overseas to the neighboring country here, Lithuania. And it's a European Union country that was as well. And he took the kid to a doctor, asked him, could you please check on my kid and see, you know, what's up with him? And the doctor said, yeah, he's obviously having side effects from the drugs. And the drugs... Yeah. Do contain amphetamine or substances like amphetamine,
yep.
And or LSD, or I can't say for sure, but you know, it is
amphetamine
very
probably.
Heavy.
He's probably on Adderall or something like that.
You know, it's heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And so he asked for advice, and he said, okay, give him 2 weeks to recover, you know, cold turkey, no more medicine, and come back, and we'll have a look. And he came back, and the kid was perfectly okay. And now I spoke to him myself on Skype, and, you know, he's...
The kid, they got him off the medication?
Yes. He doesn't need any, and he doesn't have any signs or...
I missed the point. How did he get him off medication when it's his wife's...
Yeah, cold turkey. He just took him off it.
So, but how did he get to convince the wife to take him off?
Because he couldn't. No, he didn't convince her. He just took the kid, went overseas to Lithuania.
We would call that kidnapping. Here
so wait, he didn't bring the kid.
Yeah,
he didn't bring the child.
According to the law.
Just,
yeah.
Just to clarify, then he went to Lithuania and didn't come back with his child.
No, because he's afraid that the mother will put him on the medication again.
Right. So the kid's still in Lithuania then.
Yes, and
you got to do what you got to do for your loved ones, man. Thanks for the call, Krister. I appreciate hearing from you. That's really ballsy. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Hour number 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can share your story here on Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in the series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He's an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.